Network Marketing 2.0 Show, Episode 010.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios here. There are literally thousands of network marketing opportunities out there. In fact, many of them are new. Every time I turn around, someone is pushing another brand new greatest opportunity of all time. If you've been around the online business opportunity community, you've seen them. Aren't you tired of seeing them? Not only do new network marketing opportunities spring up from time to time, existing ones refurbish themselves into new deals all the time. In this episode, I will share the one simple thing I will look for while scanning network marketing opportunities for the best one. I will also share a few unique observations of mine with a few popular inquiries. In one of the last few episodes, I featured an example of how Ideal Health rebranded into Trump Network back in 2010. This type of move happens all the time. In fact, a few years ago, Prepaid Legal rebranded and repackaged themselves into Legal Shield. Have you ever paused to ask why? If your primary network marketing opportunity did it, if they did exactly this, have you ever taken the time to, did you understand why? Did you truly understand why? In this episode, your eyes will open a little bit more. I've been around the network marketing profession consistently for 5 years. I've realized this is something important to pay attention to. There is something wrong with rebranding in certain ways, okay? There's nothing wrong with rebranding and restructuring a company. They do the same every time with conventional corporate American companies all the time. However, if you watch Wall Street like I do, every restructuring has an agenda. The agenda are not necessarily in the interest of the people and partners, hence the turmoils in the valuation of the company during a rebranding or restructuring period. Do you know why? It's because investors can't necessarily tell the fate of a company when they rebrand or restructure or in the midst of it. The network marketing profession does not have immunity against this type of factors or things. In essence, rebranding or restructuring is usually a sign that something was not working in their previous practices. In fact, it's a move to avoid or run from something. The question now becomes, is the move going to fix the issue or not? Investing in such companies is gambling at many levels. A lot of times, network marketing opportunities will restructure their whole compensation plan for many possible reasons, which may include but not limited to a need for a new buzz, a need to attract new leaders, a need to switch from a non-sustainable plan, an attempt to run away from something, like I said earlier, right? Uncertainties, and much more. The first few years of network marketing opportunities can be quite exciting. Everyone is making money and success stories are being created left and right. This period is usually not an indication of long-term success for an opportunity or for you. The usual saying is to get in at the ground floor of an opportunity before it's too late, right? That's what they say, right? Well, sometimes it's too early to get in, okay? Sometimes it's too early to get in, all right? So that's something that probably is a new insight or a new perspective for you, right? This is applicable in pretty much anything. Even in ordinary software updates, sometimes I'll wait for others to use it first to clear any possible bugs. Bugs are inevitable in new infrastructures, including new network marketing opportunities. Network marketing opportunities does have bugs in the beginning, just like anything else. As a professional entrepreneur, it's high time you started using your God-given wisdom when observing the home business industry like a pro. The average person being attracted into the profession belongs on the job, collecting paychecks every other Friday, you know, that good old thing, right? There is nothing wrong with that, but you are different. You are a leader. If you found your way to this information at all, but something will be wrong with your business if you waste your personal time with this type of people. You deserve to learn marketing skills that will attract the right type of prospects for your business. And of course, you can get some more trainings on that on our blog, which you can access directly. You can go to networkmarketing2show.com for access and everything. So as much as you're looking at a new buzz going off in most new network marketing opportunities, you should also consider its future. This is not an act of eliminating risk, but an act of assessing risk like a pro. See, aggressive compensation plans is not necessarily a good thing in network marketing opportunities. In fact, history indicates they don't last long. When you encounter a network marketing opportunity that focuses on its compensation plan to the public more than a real product, that's a red flag. It's not necessarily right or wrong. I'm talking from a standpoint of the company itself, not necessarily reps. I mean, obviously reps will do what was in their personal agenda, which is to make money. But if a company, if what they do is focus more on the money, that's a red flag. It's not necessarily right and wrong, but it's going to call unnecessary attention from both the FTC, jobless government agencies, and lazy entrepreneurs. Do you know what a lazy entrepreneur is? A lazy entrepreneur is someone who invested $7 and expects to make money without doing anything else. When they don't get this unrealistic result, they blame you for the result they actually deserved. Obviously, that doesn't make any sense, but there are many of them out there. However, if you have too many consumer complaints, it will bite you, even though they are supposed to be entrepreneurs and not just consumers, right? Okay, so if you recruit them into your team, you will regret it. It's hard to eliminate them totally, but there are skills involved in minimizing attracting them. Therefore, aggressive compensation plans are only good short term. Short term means 3 months to 5 years. They are not sustainable either because of greed from the owners or straight up non-profitable for network marketing company, which is the same thing as not sustainable. It may look good in the beginning, but it's not sustainable. Yes, there are company owners, in case you don't know, and founders in the past who decided to shut off a whole machine because they felt they were paying out too much money to reps. It's sad, but it's true. I've seen a top earner's account terminated by founders who felt they were paying too much out to them, okay? So, of course, they don't admit that. They never really admit that. They attach the termination to other reasons. That's easy to do with so many moving things. Also, when the marketing message almost seems unrealistic, like all you need to do is invest $7, then make $10,000 in 30 days, there will be at least a few FTC complainants from a lazy entrepreneur who should know better themselves. Among 20,000 reps, you will find people like this. Trust me. So it's a road downhill. So the one thing I look for in network marketing opportunities is simplicity. Okay. Simplicity. Yes, of course, there needs to be a product, right? But also the compensation plan needs to be simple. That's it. That is really the only thing that lasts longest in most long-term success stories. I've seen it. Okay. I've seen it. Let me repeat something here. Okay. All right. Simplicity in product demand. Let me just call it that. Simplicity in product demand and the compensation plan. Okay. All right. It needs to be one of those two. It needs to be both. Okay. Not just one. It needs to be both. You need to have a product that people actually use. Okay. But you need to have simplicity in the compensation plan as well. If you get into complicated stuff, or they're trying to get aggressive, they want you to make $30,000 like immediately, chances are it's not going to be sustainable. Okay. So I admit it's very tempting to jump on new network marketing opportunities, especially with aggressive comp plans. But I promise you, there's a lot more money in learning marketing skills and applying it to a simple compensation plan, a truly marketable product, and consistency, my friend. Consistency is key. Any day, simplicity and consistency. It's sustainable and there are no limits to your potential. Once I hit my first million online, I did a quick analysis in comparison with other leaders. What I noticed is a bunch of noise from empty barrels. Yes, they make the loudest noise, but don't be fooled. Not only are they not building a self-sustainable leadership brand, their income are always dwindling away. It's not sustainable. They burn so much energy on other people's lunches, and yes, they can make so much money initially, but I've seen money, okay? I know what money looks like. Nothing is better than consistent cash flow, my friend, no matter how big or small it is. So here are some popular searches on network marketing opportunities and my insights on them, okay? Network marketing opportunities in the UK. I've attracted many students from the UK, but honestly, I think I'm missing something, to be fair. So if you're from the UK, you're listening to this, you know, let me know. Let me know that you're from the UK. I know some network marketing success stories from there. I think there's a disconnect between my marketing style and the people in the UK. We'll keep working and testing, and we'll share with the inner circle once I find what it is. Okay. So just know that majority of the network marketing companies in the US, as seen in a directory that I will actually link to in the show notes, are available also in the UK. All right. The same thing for Australia, Canada, the same concept. Okay. Now for Africa, if you're in Africa and you're listening to this, and here's the issue here. Okay. I'm just being honest. I need to be honest with you. My heritage personally is from Africa. I was raised in Africa, Nigeria, to be precise, between the ages of 3 and 18. I was born in Dallas, Texas, United States, but I consider myself very African. But you deserve the truth. Okay. Building a network marketing business in Africa is a little more challenging than in developed countries. There are many systemic issues that causes the challenges, such as power, internet accessibility, electronic payment challenges, among others. And remember, you're just a one man. You're trying to build, obviously, a leveraged business through network marketing. But as still a one man, you need certain things in your favor. I get the question all the time. Does this work in Ghana? Does this work in South Africa? It's the same answer, essentially. So there are many network marketing opportunity stories, okay? Success stories coming out of those places. Be clear, okay? But be aware of the limited technology to leverage. From my experience of going to Nigeria every now and then, every technology is available. All the fancy things that this world has to offer is available, but power and internet connection is a big issue. So people who live in the major coastal city may argue otherwise, but the majority of these underdeveloped countries do not live on the coastal edge. Due to these challenges, many sustainable network marketing opportunities avoid having to do business there. Many have taken the leap of faith. Many stay there. Many have opted out eventually. Okay. So there you have it. Now, I want to talk about network marketing opportunities for men. Men are leaders by default. In most network marketing opportunities, women dominate most of all of them. Okay. I think it's because they are more open to learning more than us men. Okay. I'm not sure if there are any companies dedicated to only men or women. Okay. Personally, I know it looks weird to me when I see men pushing any type of skin cosmetics, network marketing products like Mary Kay, Avon, Nu Skin, and things like that. But again, that's just me. Okay. So that's it for this episode. Feel free to share this with your team, unless you don't care if they produce or not. So see you on the next episode. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.